各位听众大家好，我是赖志雄，今天为大家讲解的是呢，我们为大家讲的是一个绘画，现在就请大家打开我们这套教材第426页。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce.
Konnichiwa or Konbanwa, 我们今天呢是一块来看第134个，各位晚上好。
晚安。
嗯，也可以这么说。
Konbanwa everybody.
第134课
Lesson 134。
好，现在我们就一块来看一下 Part 1这个对话的部分，我们就要请呢我们Bruce 呢从头到尾我们把这个对话请他念一下，我们注意听一些里面的一些发音。
Thank you, Peterson.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Lesson 134,Konbanwa, everybody. Part 1, Dialogue. Sato, a Japanese student, goes to a smiling class in Beijing. Sato starts, Konbanwa, everybody. The whole class laughs. Then the teacher asks, What on earth is that? And Sato explains, Wow.You see, it works. My classmates are so happy, they're laughing their heads off. The teacher says, they're laughing at you, Mr. Sato. Sato says, no, 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 my name is Sato, not Shato. The class laughs again. I think they're laughing at you. The teacher says,Whatever. Anyway, try to just say good evening in English next time, okay? And Sato agrees. Okay, good evening. How's that? The teacher says, I haven't got a clue what you're saying. And Sato finishes, thank you.
Ha ha ha.啊，这是跟我们的口音呢有关系啊。我们讲的 accent 就是口音，是这样拼的
，accent， accent， accent。
我们说 he speaks English， 他讲英文。后头记住介词要用 with，with a very heavy Japanese accent， 带着很浓厚的日本腔。日本的口音来讲英文，记住介词要用 with a heavy H-E-A-V-Y with a heavy Japanese accent 这样子。我记得其实在讲英文里头经常有各种不同的方言，
有太多，
对对，因为个人曾经这样做过所谓的 simultaneous interpretation 也可能 simultaneous interpretation，
对，
就是同步的翻译，我做了很多次啊。那么经常呢，所以我们说常常我跟学生在谈，他们说老师啊，要怎么样才能办法做同步翻译，我说第一个条件啊，你要懂很多种英语，不能只懂 only one you know English， you've got to learn you know to understand different kinds of English，各种不同的英语，
不同的方言，
都要特别注意。比如说呢，像日本的音呢，他们这些音都是很比较短的。像 Today is my pleasure to deliver this speech to you， 但是正常的讲话呢，但是说如果用日本腔讲话，做这个 ，It is my pleasure to have this chance to speak to you。好，做这个 Today。It is my pleasure, and my pleasure to have means to have this chance to speak to you. 是这样子哈。
To speak to you.
Be careful, 小心 a truck is coming.
A truck is coming.
哎，不错，这样子哈。同样的，学菲律宾腔呢，我们可以讲 On behalf of my country,I'd like to extend my heartfelt greetings to people from your country. 这样子哈，所以这些都要学，蛮好玩的。就是 我再说一遍，假如我们在讲英文有我们自己的 accent 没有关系，对不对？
I am not understanding what you are saying.
我就是有德国人的味道。
我那个南亚的那个印度。
啊，印度的。对对，啊，很有意思，都无所谓的这样。好了，我们所以我们讲说四川人讲英文。You know, I'm from 四川。In my province, we have spicy food. The food is very hard.It's very, very good, 哟，是这样子。另外一个人说I'm from Shandong. In Shandong province, we like to eat water dumplings. What is a water dumpling?
水饺。
有水饺，对，我们就这样讲。所以这都没有关系的，这很好玩的，对不对啊？无所谓。好了，我们就一块来看这里的，这是一位日本的一位同学。而且他非常的开朗，我觉得蛮好的，对不对啊？
很好玩，
很好玩。他 he doesn't care about you know being or you know laughed at，他觉得这很好玩。
厚很皮很厚，
对，皮很厚，我觉得这样才比较棒，你说
对
不对？
学语言很重要，
很重要的。所以一开头 sato 就是佐藤啊，日本话的发音叫 sato， 那英文就是 saddle 就可以了。A Japanese student, 他是一位日本籍的一位学生 goes to a smiling class, 正在上一门课 in Beijing, 微笑的课。好了，这个时候啊，沙岛就说こんばんは，他先用标准的日文讲解释こんばんは，晚上好，然后马上呢就讲了英文了，诸位 everybody,或是 everybody 都可以这样说，这边就等于 everybody 这样子。好了， the whole class laughs， 全班都笑了，很有意思。倒是说想起 quite a few Japanese as far as I understand in Japan they're very shy of strangers、他们是对陌生人都非常的害怕。 If you approach them of course they want to help you but if you try to speak in EnglishTo them, 如果用跟他们用英文这样讲话的话 they'll be scared、他们非常的害怕 they will soon keep their mouth shut and then leave very quickly 他马上就离开、because they dare not speak English、
lose face
right, they are afraid of losing face 他们害怕这样子丢脸 so I remember once I was in Tokyo somewhere in Tokyo、you know Tokyo is a very big city,
big city.
And I was on my way to a hotel, but I couldn't find, you know, somebody or someone that could speak English with me. I managed to, you know, speak Japanese, but my Japanese was very poor, to be, you know, very frank. So, anyhow, I met a girl that was, you know, fairly beautiful, and I thought that she was very friendly, so I approached her, and I began to say things and, or asked, you know, for directions in English.我就想说 excuse me, but, you know, I actually changed my accent in order to, you know, make sure that they understood, right, yeah, they would feel comfortable. So, 我就改变我的腔调，我就这样说 excuse me, I would like to go to, Sunshine City Hotel, okay. But the first word, excuse me,这第一个字是英文，对不对？
对。
他马上我还没有讲完，他就已经走掉了，这样子。我蛮难过的这样，但是我马上改变。ちょっと、すみません。我说，请等一下，对不起。他一听了就是，马上转过头来，他就那个，这样好的，我就马上改变，就是很简单。Sunshine City Hotel 哦，他已经到 Hotel 就 Hotel 哎，他就马上走，哈哈哈讲一大堆话，我就哈哈哈哈还是听不懂，这样
哎呦，
哎，他们还是愿意帮忙，只是英语他们不敢讲，所以他们比较害怕。好，接着我后来还是找到一个人，他会讲英文的，哇、真的很帮我忙，
好，
而且带我走好久好久。这大概走了半个小时。
他们非常客气。
Right, very hospitable.
Hospitable.
Good
adjective. H-O-S-P-I-T-A-B-L-E. H-O-S-P-I-T-A-B-L-E. hospitable.
非常好客的，很客气，很愿意帮人忙的 ,very helpful, 就可以讲说。好了，接着 the whole class laughs, 哈哈哈。Why does the whole class laugh?
Well, he says, konbanwa, which is Japanese, and then everybody, that is what we would call Japanese English.
So that would sound very strange, which is why the whole class is laughing.
Mm-hmm.
他们觉得 that's very funny, 很好奇，很滑稽。然后这个时候 teacher 就讲话了 What on earth is that? 那什么玩意儿？老师也吓一大跳。疑问词后头加 on earth, 这个呢是一个重要的用法。可不要翻成那在地球上面是什么玩意儿？那跟地球没有关系。
对。
这个疑问词得在后头加 on earth, 或者是 in the world.
Right, but be careful. In the world, 但是 on earth.不要 on the earth, 也不要 in world, 都不行。
对，我们先造个句子，比如说我先造普通的写法，然后 Bruce 呢加 on earth 或是 in the world, 他这种用法都要在疑问词后头，比如说他是谁 ,who is he, 写到中文要改成他到底是谁
,who on earth is he,
或者说
who in the world is he,
啊，他到底是谁。同样的，你住在哪里 ？Where do you live？ Where 是疑问词。你到底住在哪里嘛
？Where in the world do you live？
或者说
，Where on earth do you live？
嗯，我在说 ，What happened？ 发生什么事情了 ？What 是疑问词。现在我中文改变成，到底发生什么事情了嘛
？What in the world happened？
或者说
，What on earth happened？
这都是强调的用法哈，那么这个呢是值得可以把它记得，就在疑问词后头加 on earth 或是 in the world 就可以了。这个时候 Sato 他就说了 ，Wow, you see， 那么嗯瞧，当然变成日本腔，他可能 Wow, you see， 他讲 It works， 他果然有效的 ，It works， 好这样子，果然有效的 ，It works。这个 it 大概就是 smiling, really works, 真有效。不要小看这个 work, 这一个字啊它是非常重要的。Hey, 你的这个点子啊 your idea works, 真行啊，你也可以用在过去式 really worked, 你的点子真的有效哎。你说看到女孩子的时候要送 a bunch of roses, 啊我果然就给了我隔壁的那个玛丽。Wow, she began to smile and gave me a kiss. 她就给了一个吻。这样子吧。哦，你很会做这个 sound effect, 这位老师这边。音效啊。果然有这个有办法啊。It works. 好，这是相当不错的。但是 work 这个字也有一个很重要的用法叫 work out。Work out a problem. 我们用 work out 代表解决。Work out, 我们来找个例子与 out 并用。
It took my friend and me an hour, but we finally worked out the math problem.
我们朋友跟我花了一个小时，不过最后还是把这个数学题把它解出来了。我们再说一遍。
It took my friend and me an hour, but we finally worked out the math problem.
The math problem, 也就是数学题。这个 math 是这样拼的，是 mathematics 的缩写。
M-A-T-H, M-A-T-H, math.
这样就好了。接着我们再来看下边。My classmates are so happy that they're laughing their heads off. 他说我班上的同学你看看他们那么样的高兴以至于 they're so happy, 后头是一个 that 子句 that, 如此以至于这个 that 他把它省了掉这个从句的连词啊 that 就不需要说出来在有 so, 点点点 that 这种句构里头这个 that 连词通常把它省了掉我班上同学这么高兴以至于 that they're laughing their heads off,他们把他们脑袋都快笑下来了，也是笑得不得了。什么叫做 to laugh one's head off?
This is an English expression. If you laugh until you cry, or you laugh out of control, especially for a long time, maybe when you see a funny movie, for example. We said a comedy a few lessons ago. If you watch a comedy, you may laugh and laugh for an hour or two. Then we can say, oh, that comedy was great. I laughed my head off.
哇，那个喜剧笑真是太棒，笑得我脑袋都快掉下来了。那意思就是，真是笑得都快哭了。刚才不是这样的吗？ I laughed and laughed until I cried. 真是这样子，是这样笑的。
the next line is...
好，接下来我们看下面这一行，他怕我发疯了这样子。OK， 好了 ，They're laughing at you, Mr. Shadow。他说，那个老师讲 ，Mr. Shadow， 他
沙头，
沙头的意思啊，Mr. Shadow 这样。They're laughing at you， 他们在取笑你。Laugh at someone 是取笑的意思啊，那不是好的意思，对不对
？Don't please don't laugh at me。
Don't laugh at me, 不要笑我,取笑我。Don't make fun of me, 常常有这样的意思。Make fun of 也是常用的 ,F-U-N。但另外 ,don't ridicule me,ridicule 这个字是好。
这样叫正式的用法。Ridicule, R-I-D-I-C-U-L-E, R-I-D-I-C-U-L-E,Ridicule.
好了 No, no, no. My name is Sato, not Shato. 他说我的才不是呢，我的名字是 Sato, 是佐藤，而不是 Sato, not Shato. The class laughs again. 全班同学又在笑了。I think they're laughing at you, sir. 老师啊，我想他们在笑你。你的发音呢实在太差了。Your pronunciation is poor. 这个 pronunciation 不要念成 pronunciation.
对，是 pronunciation.
这样拼的。
Pronunciation is spelled P-R-O-N-U-N-C-I-A-T-I-O-N. Again, P-R-O-N-U-N-C-I-A-T-I-O-N.Pronunciation.
就是发音的意思。你的发音太差了。You've got a very poor pronunciation. 他这么讲讲了。teacher 就讲了一句话了。他说了 ,whatever. Whatever 在这边什么意思啊、
oh, this is American slang. If you don't really know what to say here,You don't agree with what the person is saying, but you don't want to disagree and start an argument. You can just say, okay, whatever, and then you can continue what you think is right.
Just whatever, 或者什么两个字 whatever you say. 随你的便，随你什么说都可以。I don't care, whatever you say. 随你怎么说好了。Anyway, 不管怎么样。Try to just say good evening in English next time, okay? 他说，不管怎么样了，你要设法只要说 good evening in English next time. 下次的，你只要讲说晚上好，用英文讲就好了，可别在这边讲国语班哇，我听着都烦了的这样讲。好了，在这里啊，我们稍微要注意一下 ，anyway， 要不管怎么样，这什么时候用 anyway 这个状况？
Anyway is one of the many ways we have in English to change a subject. This means we were talking about one idea, but now we want to change that subject or topic into a different one. So they were talking about the teacher's pronunciation of Japanese, and now the teacher wants to change the subject to Speaking English.
所以用了转换话题用的一句话 Anyway, 啊不管怎么样了你别的我不谈了只要注意到下次你要说 good evening, 用英文讲就好了。 那什么时候用 good evening, 什么时候用 good night?
That's a good one. Good evening is a greeting when we first see someone in the evening hours, about from 6 o'clock to maybe 9 o'clock in the late afternoon or evening. But after that, when we want to leave, and it is later, usually 8 o'clock or later, then we will say goodbye by saying good night.
不错。Good evening is an expression you use when you greet someone, let's say between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. 在晚上的时候6点到9点钟左右，我们通常跟人家打招呼的时候呢，第一次见面的时候，哎 good evening, 我们就可以这样说。谈完话了，然后准备要走了，在晚上跟人家道别时，再见，我们可以讲 goodbye, 但也可以讲 good night, 都可以的。Good night, 就是再见的意思，不要翻成呢晚上好，晚上好只能讲 good evening, 但 good night 可以翻成晚安，再见啦，我们就可以 good night。好啦，在这里我们对这个字应该有所了解了。接着呢，萨斗就说了，Okay, good evening. 这样子，其实如果真要讲这个日本话发这个音 ，good evening， 啊，这样他喜欢字尾加个 good 的音。How's that？ 这样发音怎么样啊？还可以吗 ？How's that？ 通常我在表现之后的事。哎，你看我怎么还不错吧 ？How's
that？Terrible。
说哦，还没讲完就 terrible， 好糟糕。那个字拼错了，是 terrific。
Yeah, be careful. We have two adjectives which look similar but mean the opposite. So be careful. Terrible. T-E-R-R-I-B-L-E. Peter is a terrible dancer. Terrific. T-E-R-R-I-F-I-C. Terrific dancer. Boy, that's Bruce.
Oh, yeah.哇，那好谦虚啊 ，Bruce。他是彼得，是一个跳舞跳得很差的人，叫 terrible。但自己很棒的 terrific， 那就是很棒的。Bruce 呢，舞跳得棒这样子。哇 ，Bruce 的跳舞真不错，他踩了他女朋友的脚，他猛踩了好多次这样子。所以呢 ，Bruce 呢跳得真是不错啊。那我呢就跳得真是，不算可以的，但我不会踩人家的脚。不过呢有一次啊 Bruce 呢带他的女朋友来，就很多人呢就发觉了 Bruce 的女朋友啊没有人找他去跳舞，所以这个时候他女朋友就叫做 a wallflower。什么叫做 a wallflower？
Well, flower refers to a girl. A wallflower is a girl who goes to a dance or a party, but no one is going to talk to her.She just sits on a chair or on the sofa against the wall, and she looks a little bit like the wallpaper. Nobody is really paying much attention to her. She doesn't get up and introduce herself to other people. We can say she's a wallflower.
这是专门指女孩子啊。
Right. I've never heard it used for a man, but if you did, we would understand it.
Yeah. 像我以前开舞会，我通常都旁边就吃花生米这样，不吃东西这样，没有人找我跳舞的啦，这样子。好了，很可惜在英文里头没有讲一个男孩子这样的一个字眼。好了，接着我们看 teacher 说了 ，I haven't got a clue what you're saying. 我根本不了解你在说什么。I haven't got an idea. 这边是 including idea 的意思。
That's right.
但是这个就是 I have no idea what you're saying. 就等于 I don't know what you're saying. 我不知道你在说什么话。Clue 本来是线索。Did you find any clue to the case? 记住与介系词 to 并用。他们有没有找到呢这个案件的或者这个呢凶杀案的这种线索，记住与 to 并用。最后沙头就讲了一句话 Thank you, 哈哈哈。好，现在我们就从头到尾把这个对话再念一遍。
Lesson 134, konbanwa, everybody. Part 1 dialogue. Sato, a Japanese student, goes to a smiling class in Beijing. He says, "Konbanwa, everybody." The whole class laughs. Ha ha ha. Then the teacher asks, "What on earth is that?" Sato explains, "Wow, you see, it works. My classmates are so happy, they're laughing their heads off." But the teacher says, "They're laughing at you, Mr. Sato." Mr. Sato says, "No, no, no, my name is Sato, not Shato." The class laughs again. "I think they're laughing at you." The teacher says, "Whatever. Anyway, try to just say good evening in English next time, okay?" Sato says, "Okay. Good evening. How's that?" The teacher says, "I haven't got a clue what you're saying." Sato says, "Thank you."
Ha ha ha. Sato is a very open-minded person. A very open-minded person.
Mm-hmm. Open-minded. Open, O-P-E-N. We need a hyphen here. And then minded. M-I-N-D-E-D. M-I-N-D-E-D. Open-minded.
好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye, everybody. See you next time.